Bezrat Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Siltas Trumas and Sefer Zroim, where we continue explaining the halachas of Trumas, specifically when we take Truma from something on something that's different than it. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, the halacha is that requires that Truma should be from something that's good or from something that lasts. So ain't term in Elam Yafa. We don't take Truma for the Kohen, only for something that's high quality. Something like it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, when you take the Truma, when you make the separation of the choices from it. Now, Vimechim Kohen, but let's say there's no Kohen around, then term in the Maskayim, then we prefer you take the Truma from that which is would last. Avabi Sheshim Yafa, Shein Maskayim, although there's something higher quality, but will not last. Kate said, how so? So, Toyim Te'enim Al Gregors. Generally, you'll take Truma from figs on that which is the dried figs, because the moist figs are higher quality than the dried figs. Now, but in Kohen She'ein Shem Kohen, but in a place where there's no Kohen around that he could use right away, Torim Gregers Altan, you'll take Truma from the dried figs, which last longer than that of the, you'll take it over the moist figs. Now, Vemrog Alas is Tanim Gregers, but now if they're accustomed to make the moist figs into dried figs, which, and therefore, anyway, it's not going to get ruined, then Torim Natanim Al Gregers, then you'll take the Truma from the moist figs on the dry figs, I feel like Malkam She'ein Shem Kohen, even in a place where there's no Kohen, because anyway, we're going to make it turn into dried figs. Now, but in the place where there is a kain, in term of like Gregus Altain, you're not going to take Truma from the dried figs on the moist figs. Meaning, if the moist figs is the chulin, which is tevel, and you're going to use the dried figs for it, you're not going to do that. Afilu b'mokum shadarkum lasatain Gregus. Even if it's a place where they usually make the moist figs into the dried figs, it doesn't make a difference because moist figs are high quality, and we're going to prefer that if it's a place where there is a kain. Halacha base. Termin batzal shalim. The truma we take from a whole onion, even though it's smaller, because that's considered a higher quality. But not a half onion, even though it's bigger. Wherever the situation is, we're always going to take that whole onion. Now the Rambam continues regarding what the halacha is with different species. You can't take truma from one species onto another species. And like it says in the pasuk, like grain from the granary, and the fullness from the vat, which is each one from where it's coming from. It has to be from the same species. But if it did take truma, it's not going to be valid truma. Halacha gimel, hakishrus v'hamalafafin, regarding zucchini and cucumbers. So minachad, those are considered the same species, as we find regarding the laws of klaim, that they're not a problem about klaim, they're considered one species. So to kol min chidim, all types of wheat, echad is one type. Kol min te'enim, agregus, advail, all types of moist figs, and dried figs, and pressed figs, echad, they're all considered as one species. And therefore, the term is LZ, you can take truma from one on the other. However, whatever is considered a forbidden mixture of planting, that it's considered different species, you cannot take truma from one on the other type. Even if you're taking from high quality or low quality, kids at house. Let's say someone had 50 measurements of saw of wheat. And 50 measurements of saw of barley. In the same house. And now he separated regarding all his produce, two saw of wheat, and the truma is not going to be truma because although chitin is better than siren, but it's different species, and it's not going to be valid truma. And b'chol she'ein klaim b'chaver, whatever is not considered as a forbidden mixture of planting of a hybrid with its other one, then it's considered as one, and then term in the yafal arah, then you can take truma from the better one on the more inferior one. But you don't take from the inferior one on the higher quality one. Now, vim tarm, if he did do from the ra'al yafa, trumas to truma after the fact is going to be valid truma. We learned this out from the pasuk that says, which means to say that if you're going to take from the inferior, it's going to be considered as a sin. Well, obviously, it's taking effect, because if it doesn't take effect, it's not a sin. Now, chutz min hazunin alachitim, except for zunin, which is a very inferior type of wheat, if you take that as truma on regular wheat, that's not even going to be after the fact truma, because it's not really eaten by people, and therefore it's not considered a valid truma. Halacha Dan Ram continues regarding that which has already finished its processing and that which has not. So, in time medavish nigm malachti, you cannot take truma for something that already finished processing. Al davish alay nigm malachti, regarding something that has not finished processing yet. And so, to belim medavish alay nigm malachti, neither can you take from something that has not finished processing. Al davish alay nigm malachti, and something that also did not finish processing, because again, it's got to be that you finished processing already. And also, belim medavish alay nigm malachti, al davish nigm malachti, neither can you take from something that did not finish processing and something that did finish processing. Shnemak says in the pasuk, kadogin min agoyin vechamalei min yakub, like the grain from the granary and from the fullness from the vat, which teaches us that these are finished elements, from that which is finished, on that which is finished. Vim tarmu, however, if one did take truma, even if it wasn't finished, truma, it will be a valid truma. Now, look, hey, may I say tarmin the cigar? So, where is the time when you're supposed to take truma of the granary? It's mishayiver, it's when you selected. Now, bare mixes, let's say you selected only some of it. So term and bar, al sha'in bar, you could take the chumah from that which was selected and that which was not selected. Hamachna shibalim the tech baser la sois and malilis. Let's say someone brought in the stalks into his house because he wants to make husk grain out of it. How is it term and shibalim? So he should take chumah from them when they're still in their stalks. Halach above, meimas I term in the sagas. When do you take chumah from the vat? Mishihalcha ba shasiva erev. When those who are pressing the grapes have gone already crisscross in the latitude and longitudinal directions, that's already considered that it's ready to be tithed. So when you take chumah from the olives, this mishitanu is when they put the heavy beam on the olives and you put it down already, that's already when you could start taking the chumah. Halacha zayin Rambam continues regarding the status of tar and tameh. Ain't tar min atar la tameh. One does not take chumah from that which is tar and that which is tameh. Bimtar, if it did take chumah, then it is going to be valid chumah. Now, Balach l'Mishim Sinai, there's an oral teaching from Mishim Sinai, she'igul shel devela, that which is a large cake that they make from the dried figs, which is called devela, she'nitma miktsasa, if some of it became tamei, tarmin l'katchila, initially you could take chumah min atar shabai al tamei shabai, from the tar part on the tamei part, because the reason is, since it's made from many different parts, so it's not considered as one entity that the whole thing would become tamei. So since part is tar, part is tamei, but still, since we consider the cake as one, so then you could take from one part on the other part. Now, and it's not only specifically this cake of figs that's considered as one body, even a bundle of vegetables, or even a pile of wheat, which part of the pile became tamei, you could take truma, though we said generally don't take tar on tamei, but when it's the same entity, where on some level it is, but some level it's not, then you take truma from the tar part on that, which is the tamei part. Now, let's say it was two cakes, or two bundles, or two remes, or two piles. One was tummy, one was tar on the side of it. Then initially one should not take truma from the tar one on the tummy one. Now, but determine trumas meiser minatar la tummy ketchila. But regarding trumas meiser, that one could initially take from tar onto the tummy. Because it's a pasuk that says es mikdash mimenu, it's sanctified from it, which is tulum minam mukdash, but you take from that which is sanctified in it. In other words, you're always going to take from the tar that's in it, which is a mimenu, even if there's tame, it's not a problem. You always take even mimenu, even if it's tar on tame. Halachas in tarmin, one does not take truma gedayla min atame al atar. So we said before about tar on tame. So regarding truma gedayla, you don't take either from tame on tar. Now vim tar b'shagig, if he did it by mistake, trumasi truma. After the fact, okay, ultimately it's a valid truma. If he did it by mistake deliberately, then loy tikin esashi yarim. Then he has not taken care of the leftover, meaning the tevel. So that has not been fixed. And b'zeh sheherim, and this that he did take truma, it's going to be truma. Because biblically, it is a truma, even if he does it deliberately. But b'yavzav yitrim, so he has to go ahead and take truma over again to fix the remnants. Now, but when do we say this, that b'shoigig, it is going to be about truma? Ishla yada batuma, if he didn't know about the tuma. But if he knew about it, but he made the mistake, so what's the mistake? He knew his tummy. He thought that you're allowed to take truma from that which is tummy on that which is tar. Oh, for that, says the Rambam, Eric Amazes, is considered as deliberate, and again, it's going to be truma, but he's going to have to take over again. The same thing applies by truma's maisa, the same halachas that we said regarding the truma gedayl. Halacha tez, Rambam continues regarding what's with attached and detached. So in term in a mechuba latalish, but lebin latalish a mechuba, you don't take truma from that which is attached on detached, or from detached on attached. It's kates at hasol. Hoy le peris solution v'amal. Let's say I had detached produce, and he said peris elu yu truma al peris elam mechubam. I want these detached produce to be truma on these produce which are attached, which we're actually talking about that they're not his, and that's why the Rambam says afila amal lekashi yitalshu. Even if he says that it should take effect when it gets detached, because since the attached are not his, and he does not have the ability to detach them, so it's what's called mechusa maisa. So it's missing something, and right now it does not have the ability, and doesn't even have the technical potential for that. So there is not going to be valid. Now, or let's say he had two rows, which here it's talking about the two rows are both his, the detached and the attached. And he says, "Pairs the rugizu solution. Let the produce of this row, which are detached, yi truma pairs the rugizu mechubam, should be truma on these this row of produce that are attached, meaning now before it gets detached." Or he says, the other way around. The produce of this row which is attached, should be truma on the produce of this row which is detached. So Lemaklum, he hasn't said anything because right now he cannot take the Truma, and neither does he have the ability to detach it. So it's like a Davash Lebel Oilam. It's like something that's not here, and therefore it doesn't have any validity. Now, Avalim Amr, let's say he says differently. Let's say he says, and we're talking about both roads are his, Peis Arugah Zutlushin, the produce of this row which is detached, Yi Truma Peis Arugah Zu, should be Truma on the produce of this row, Likishi Yitalshu, when it's going to be detached. And then, subsequently, when they become detached, so Ha'ilu B'yodla Salshim, since he had the ability to detach them, Einam Chosam Maisa, it's not considered like it is missing anything over here in action. And therefore, Likishi Yitalshu, Shneim Dabram Kayam, when they both become detached, then his words are valid. And then retroactively, it's going to be a valid truma. But who the stipulation is that they have to have at least grown a third of their maturity when he had said his statement. So at least it's by the einus amaisis, because before that it wouldn't have any validity at all. Halacha Yidur Amkut is regarding moist and dry. So ain't term nalach al yavish, but lemon yavish al alach. We don't take truma from that which is moist and dry, and we don't take from that which is dry on that which is moist. Now vim tarm, if he did take the truma, trumasi truma after the fact, it is a valid truma. So ketzer how so? Likid yerek hayoyim, but likid mimena lamacha. So he gathered vegetables today and he gathered tomorrow. So in term is alza, so you don't take truma from one on the other. Elam kin darker l'shtamar shneyoma, unless it's the type that the vegetable lasts for 2 days. So then they're both considered lach. And v'chein yerek shadarker l'shtamar shlishim, so the vegetable would last for 3 days. Kogayinam lafafayni, it's like cucumbers. Kol shalikib shlish yom mitzarv, as long as they gather within the period of 3 days, they'll combine. And in term is alza, you can take truma from one on the other. Yark shadarka lishtama yemech bavadim. It's a vegetable that only usually lasts it doesn't wither within the day. V'likid b'shachas b'likid b'av, and he gathered in the morning and he gathered some in the evening. Then termezelze again, he could take truma from one and the other because it's all within that same day. Lochid after Rama continues regarding old and new. In term ben perishan azu, al perishan shabur. You cannot take truma from the produce of this year for the produce that had been from the previous year. V'lo ben perishan shabur, al perishan azu. Then you can take from the produce of last year for the produce of this year. Vimtarim, in this case, if you did the truma, ain't the truma, it's not going to be valid truma. Kashlem, it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, shana shana, every single year by itself. Likid yarek, if he went and he gathered the vegetables, which by vegetables we go after the likita. There's different times when we go on which produce of by the harvesting or by different seasons, but yarek is the year goes based on the likita. So if he gathers the vegetables, Erev Rosh Hashanah, right before Rosh Hashanah, Ashle Ba Hashemesh, before the sun sets, V'chazav Likar Achash Ba Hashemesh, and then he goes and he gathers it after the sun sets, in term of Zalzeh, you can't take term of one on the other. Shazel Chadash V'Yashin. This one is considered the new, and the one a few hours ago is considered the old, from the previous year. And Mechim Likar Esrig, so to be gathered Esrig, Be'erv Chemisha Asa B'Shvat, right before the 15th of Shvat, Ashle Ba Hashemesh, before the sun doesn't set, and then he goes and gathers another esrig. He harvests it right after the sun sets. In terms of again, you can't take truma one on the other. Because the first of Tishrei, what we call collectively as Rosh Hashanah, is the beginning of the year for the laws of tithing, of what? Of grain, legumes, and yirokas, which we're speaking about for the vegetables. And the 15th of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah L'maisus Ilan, is the Rosh Hashanah for the tithing of the trees. So Esrig is included that because it grows on the tree. So although regarding the fact of Likita, that we go based on the harvest, that is like a vegetable that we go based on Likita, but regarding the year of the mice, we go like a tree, which is going to be Chamisha HaZbashvat. So therefore the examples are the same, but they're different ones regarding first of Tishrei, ones regarding Chamisha HaZbashvat. But again, I was saying it can be a matter of a few hours, you wouldn't be able to take Truma one or the other because one's from last year, one's from this year. Lochid Beis Ram continues regarding what's biblically obligated, rabbinically obligated, or regarding that which is totally exempt. So, in term in mipeiros haaretz, al peiros chutz laaretz. You can't take truma from the produce of Eretz Yisrael regarding the produce that's from out of Eretz Yisrael. And we say that it's only midiraisa in Eretz Yisrael. But let me peiros chutz laaretz, al peiros haaretz. Need you take the truma from the peiros chutz laaretz on that which is in Eretz Yisrael. But let me peiros Eretz Yisrael, al peiros suria. Need you take from that which is Eretz Yisrael, which is on that regarding Surya, which also does not have the same status as Eretz Yisrael. For the Peres Surya, Peres Yisrael, need to take from that of Surya on the Truma for the produce of Eretz Yisrael. And so to Lemi Peres Shein Chayv Metruma, so to we don't take from the produce that are not obligated in Truma. Kogan Lek, Achik, Lepeya, which is the Matnas Aniyim. Oy Peres Shein Nitruma Trumasim, neither you take from produce which you already took their Truma. A Peres Shechayev Metruma, regarding produce which has not been taken yet, which is still obligated in Truma, which is called from Hapater Alachiv. And Lemi Peres Shechayev Metruma, Peres Shein Metruma, neither you take from produce that you have to take Truma, on produce that's exempt, which is called alachayiv alapater, V'mtam, in all the cases, if he did truma, in the truma, it's not going to be valid truma, has to be both biblically obligated or both obligated. Halacha Yigimah. Hamafresh truma. If someone went and separated truma gedayla, mi maisa rishon, shalei nitla trumasa. The Levi has maisa rishon, which it's trumas maiser, which is what the Levi has to give, because until he gives it to the kohen the tenth of his tenth, it's considered as tevel, which it's trumas maiser was not yet given to the kohen. Now, the case that we're talking about over here is maiser rishon that was separated from the pile from Yisrael before truma gedolah was separated from it. Or in other cases, maiser sheni. We're talking about the second tithe, which was separated before truma gedolah was separated from it. Or the hektish leniftu, that wasn't redeemed, where hektish is exempt from maiser, and also maiser sheni is considered mamon gevaya. It's not your own, you just, Hashem lets you eat his stuff in Yerushalayim. If you want to take from those entities, again, whether the Meister Rishon is loyal in the Truma, so your Meister Shein, your Hektish that wasn't redeemed, which is again not your money, does not have a Chiyav, and you take it out Peres Acheres, and Truma is Truma, again, it's not going to be as a valid Truma. It has to be something that's Chayav on something that's Chayav. Look, you doubt. In time, you don't take Truma from something that's biblically obligated, or Dabashu Chayav and Debrim, something that's only rabbinically obligated. And so, Dabashu Chayav and Debrim, Alachayav and Atar, neither do you take Truma from that which is only rabbinically obligated and that which is biblically obligated. Vim Taram, and if this is going on the second halacha specifically, if he took truma from that which is rabbinically obligated and that which is biblically obligated, trumasi truma, after the fact we're going to be considered as truma, meaning the kohen is going to be permitted to eat it, and you don't have to separate from a trumas and maisers because it's anyways only rabbinically obligated, but v'yavs v'yitrim, you have to go back and take truma again on that which you're trying to do it for, which is biblically obligated, because biblically you didn't do anything because that which you're taking from was not biblically obligated, only rabbinically obligated. Halacha tezvav, atzitz nakuv, a pot that has a hole, is perforated. Hari karetz, that pot is like the ground itself. And it's like whatever you planted over there has the same halachas as the law that as you planted in the ground. Now, v'kami hibanekev, how big does the hole have to be? It's k'dei sharish katan, the amount of a small root, which v'pachas magzayis, is less than the size of an olive. Now, zar tvu ba'atzitz she'en nakuv. Let's say someone planted grain in a pot that did not have a hole. The Vish Lishan already grew a third. The Achakach Nekave, then he made a hole in it. The Nigma Tavua, and then it finished growing the grain and it matured fully. Vunakav, with having a hole. So Hareu Ketzamech, Meshainanakav, it's like it sprouted when it didn't have a hole because it already grew a third before the hole was there, which does not have the biblical obligation of Truma. Unless if you made the hole before it grew a third, only then would it have the halacha of growing in the ground. If something's truma from produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael on the ground, on that which grew in a perforated pot, or the other way around, from a perforated pot on that which grows in the ground. So truma is truma. So like we said before, it's going to be a valid truma because both are biblically obligated. The atzis nakav is like the ground itself. Let's say it took truma from the pot that did not have a hole on the one that did have a hole. So, trumasi truma. We're going to consider what you took as truma. No, but you won't have to separate trumas and maises, as we're going to see in the next halacha, because biblically, that which you're taking from, what you're giving as truma, is not biblically obligated. It's only rabbinically. So, we could consider it as truma, even though technically it's not, but you're making it as truma, so we'll make it like truma. But v'yavz v'yitrim, you have to go back and take truma again on the one that you're doing it for, which is the nuk of the one that has the hole, because you essentially separate it from that which is biblically exempt, because the one that doesn't have a hole is not biblically obligated on the one that is biblically obligated. So you have to take truma again. Now, let's say truma and nakav al she'en nakav. Let's say the other way around. Let's take truma from that which has the hole on the one that doesn't have the hole. So truma si truma. So the truma is going to be valid truma, and you don't have to separate trumas again from that which does not have a hole because for that one that you're doing it for, because its truma is only rabbinic, and you already separated truma. But the one that you did take as truma, which is the one that's the biblically obligated one, the one that has the hole, the loy ti'ocha, that truma cannot be eaten by the kohen yet because really it's tevel. It's forbidden for the kohen to eat because that which grew in the one that does not have the hole that you're taking it for is not biblically obligated. So it's not really considered like this is truma at all. Achayetze led truma maizes magamach until you take trumas and maizes on that quote-unquote truma that you give to the kohen from somewhere else. Now, but you're not supposed to separate it from the truma itself because you have to be concerned that maybe the leftovers, so to speak, will be eaten by a non-kohen, and truthfully, it's all rabbinically truma, which is forbidden for zarim. So therefore, you have to take trumas and maises on that truma from somewhere else. Now, Ram continues halacha yedzayin regarding trumas of demai. If someone takes truma, demai is what's called damai. What is this? Which if someone buys from an am aretz, we're not sure did he take off trumas and maisers or not. So we have an obligation to separate the, which in this case obviously talking about trumas maiser because they actually are trusted regarding having separated truma gedayla, but you're not sure the status. Now, so if someone takes truma from one demai and another demai, now it's possible that both are really pater because maybe he did take off. We don't know each and every am aretz. Maybe both are obligated. Maybe neither one had it separated. Maybe one's pater, one's chayim. Or let's say in the demai levade, let's say he took from demai on that which is definitively obligated. So truma say truma. We're going to treat that which you took of as truma as truma because since there is a demai is only drabbanan because biblically we actually do rely that most amaratzim actually did take trumas and maises. So once you call the truma, the chacham were not so stringent to make it forbidden to the kohen, just like they didn't make exer b'is a demai on the chal of amarat. So it's going to be considered as truma, but v'yachz b'yitrim. You have to go ahead and take truma again because maybe the truma was exempt, so you're like taking from a patra, and that maybe the other one you're doing it for was actually chayv. So you have to take truma again. Each one individually, because each one we don't know what its status is, and it might be different than the other demai. Let's determine the vada al demai. Let's take truma from that which is definitively obligated, and that which is demai, which you're not sure about. So truma said truma. That which you took truma is going to be definitely truma because, and meaning that you the demai that you're doing it for is fixed because. If it was tavel, so now you separated for it. And if it was pata, so it's pata. But, v'lo ta'achal, you cannot eat the truma. Actually, it's a letter. Truma's a meister. Take truma's meisters from it because maybe the denier was pata. So it comes that now you're taking from a chiv ala pata, which is not a valid truma, and therefore it's still tavel, and therefore you have to go ahead and take truma for it another time. Lachi Tres Ram continues regarding truma from things that are unfinished and regarding those which are finished. So, in time in shibalim ala chitin. You don't take truma from stalks onto kernels of wheat. Because the pasuk says, kedagin min agayir, and it has to be from grain on the granary, it has to be from that which is finished. So you can't take from the stalks, which is unfinished, on the wheat. So to bezeisim al-shem, you don't take from the olives on the oil, and vanav malyain, or the grapes on the wine. Vim tarman, if you did take truma, in the truma, saying, without truma, why? Zeretz, the decree, shem yetriach koin, lidrach v'lichtesh, maybe he's going to make the koin go through the effort to have to press, and to have to squash. Now, although in Halacha Dal Ram says that if you did take truma from it, it's loy nigmalachmei adabesh nigmalachdei, trumasa is going to be truma after the fact. They were talking about when they did it with the consent of the kohen, but without that, we make it clear that no, the kohen's going to have to do all this work. We don't want to have to do it. Avotayim in shemen al azesim hanechbashin, but you could take truma from the oil on the olives that are pickling, and the yain al anovim lasaisin smukim, and also on the wine, on grapes that you're making into raisins. The Mazadam Ezram explains, what's this compared to? The term Mishnei Minin, when someone's taking truma from two species, she'im climbs them, which, but they're not climbed, they're considered as one species. And you take mina yafal arof, and that which is better, on that which is inferior, which you could take truma from one on the other. So to over here, the wine, in regards to the grapes that you're making raisins, or from the oil that you're making for the pickling olives, which you want to keep it like that. So it's the same thing, it's just one's better, one's worse. So too, you can take truma from olives, which are used for the oil, for olives that are used to pickle. Now, but you cannot use the olives that are used to pickle on those which are used for the oil, because that's considered mineral yafa, which you now take truma. So to miyain she'in mavushal mavushal, you can take from wine which is not cooked on that which is cooked, because cooked wine is inferior to non-mavushal wine. But you cannot use cooked wine to take truma on the non-cooked wine. So to minat tzol, you can take from the clear wine, al shein tzol, to that which is not clear. But you cannot take from the unclear one for the clear one. Mete'enim al gregris, you could take from the moist figs on the dried figs only if you do it b'minyan, by counting. The reason for that is because the volume of figs is more than the volume of the pressed figs. So it comes out that you would be diminishing if you took by volume, but if you're taking by number, you're actually going to get more. So you could take from the figs on the dried figs, because the figs is higher quality. Now, but megregis altein b'mida, but you could take from the dried figs, even for moist figs, if you're taking by volume. The reason that is because the moist figs, the gregis are dried, you're going to get more volume. And therefore, it's considered as actually taking truma ba'ayin yafa. Actually, it's considered more generous. Now, avolay tein magregis b'mid, but you cannot take moist figs, even on the dried figs, if you're taking by volume, because you're losing out that way because the moist figs take up more space. And with the grigas al tan minyan, neither could you take the moist, the dried figs and the moist figs by number, because you're getting the same amount, and but much smaller, more shriveled up. And the reason is because they shit them loyal by enough, because the truma is supposed to be in the most generous way. And the term chit malapas, you can take truma from wheat onto bread. And the reason for that is because wheat is better than bread in 2 points. First of all, with wheat you can make whatever you want to make out of it, and moreover, it lasts longer than bread. Of a living pasal chitim, you cannot take from bread on wheat. And there's different gesoyos if you add the word ela here or not, but it's lafi chesh mutumah according to the calculation, which is that the truma would be according to the calculation of the wheat in the bread, and not according to the calculation of the ear space and the ear pockets in the bread itself. Now, v'chol eilum tarm, regarding all these cases, if you did take the truma, which would be mina ra alayofa, truma se truma, it will be truma after the fact. Lachit test ram continues regarding truma from things that are changing. So in term in shemen, you don't take truma from oil, ala zesim hanach tashin, regarding olives that are being squashed, meaning that they still have to be smashed to have the oil come off of it, and therefore it's not considered that gemar malachi yet. So to below yarn ala num bandadrachas, you don't take from wine on the grapes that are being pressed, which to make wine out of it, so it's again it's not gemar malachi yet. Because shazed daim al tarim medavish nig malachi, this is comparable to that which you're taking truma from something that you already finished the work, the oil or the wine, al davish nig malachi, and something that the work wasn't finished yet. Now, what the Rambam means to do over here, he wants to differentiate between taking truma from oil on the zesim anechtoshin or on the wine on the pressed grapes, which the truma is a truma, but you should have to take truma again, as the Rambam is going to shortly tell us, to the case that was mentioned Allah Daud regarding when someone takes truma from somebody that was nigmalach on the bashalay nigmalach, where he said that the truma is truma, and he didn't say over there that yachz of a yitrim. Where the reason is, because by somebody that was not gemar malach at all, the chum were not concerned that maybe you're going to do it again. Because everyone knows that you now take truma on something that was loy nigmalach. But over here, in this case, regarding the olives that are nechtoshim and the anovim and the nedroches, where you already started the processing, the procedures of making oil or wine out of it, person might come to make a mistake and to take truma on them before you finished. Therefore, actually here we were more stringent. Therefore, vimtarm, if you did take truma, 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 it's going to be valid truma, that we know. But the chiddush, like we said, is v'yachz v'yitrum, you have to go ahead and take truma again, from the olives and the grapes by themselves. Now, harishayna, the first truma that you did, if it gets mixed into chulin, would make a problem of mixing up truma with chulin, because that is the biblical truma, it's really, that's the real truma. And if someone eats it, he's going to be liable for it, because truma is gemurah, like eating a regular truma. But again, not for the second one, because the second one is only a rabbinic penalty. Halacha chaf. Mishu tarm shemen al zesim shadai to la'achim. Let's say someone takes truma from oil on olives that he intends to eat. Oh, so that's considered gemar malach already, because he's not making oil out of it. Oh, he's zesim al zesim. Well, let's say he's taking from olives on olives. V'dai te ala kol achila, and all of them he has in mind to eat. Let's say he took truma yain ala novim shem lachila from wine on grapes that he tends to eat. Or from grapes on grapes, and they all have a mind to eat. So that would definitely work. But let's say he changed his mind that those olives, he changed his mind to press them now. So it's like as if now retroactively that they didn't have gemar malacha. And then he goes and he presses the olives and the grapes, which he had ready to take truma for them. So in the tzarech lasa l'chum, says Rambam, you don't have to go back and take truma again, a second time, because when you took the truma, each one of them at that point was gemar malacha, before he changed his mind, and therefore it's going to be valid. Lo chavav, the Rambam continues regarding truma of error, and regarding when there's a mixture of doubt. So in term in chemetz al yain, you don't take truma from vinegar on wine, because again, that would be considered min hara, al yafa, and you don't do that initially. Our term in yamin al chemetz, but you could take truma, which is the higher stuff, the better stuff, from wine and vinegar. Wine and vinegar are considered the same species, but again, you got to take from the better on the inferior. Let's say you believe in litrum in a yain al yain. Let's say he had a mind to take truma from wine onto wine. And turns out that it's really vinegar. So in the truma, it's not going to be valid as truma, because that's considered truma betais in error, and it's not going to be valid as truma. Let's say you believe in litrum chemetz al chemetz, but let's say in contrast, if he had a mind to take from vinegar on vinegar, it turns out that the vinegar that he had taken truma was really yain, was really wine. So truma, so truma there, the truma is going to be valid, which comes out that it was from nayafa al hara. Lachav beis. Hatoyim chavish al yain al hayain. Let's say he takes truma from one barrel of wine on other wine. It turns out that really the barrel of wine that he took truma from was already soured, already was vinegary. So im you do a shayza chaimetz actually to rama, let's say you know that it turns out you could ascertain that it was already vinegar before the truma was taken, saying the truma, it's not going to be valid as truma because, again, there was truma in error because he only intended for it to be wine. Now, b'machash truma chmitzah, let's say it only became vinegary after he had already taken the truma. Well, how is the truma? It's going to be valid as truma because when he did the truma, it was wine. V'msafik, let's say it's doubt, so then truma, because all these truma of truma, by doubt, we're going to treat it as truma. It's just that obviously it doesn't fix the untithed produce because maybe it was vinegar before it became truma. And then for the truma, you have to go ahead and take truma a second time. But out of that, we have to treat it as truma. Let's say someone also separated a truma from a squash and turns out it was really bitter. Or he took from a watermelon and turns out it already had spoiled. Or let's say that they found that there was holes and there's a concern that maybe a snake had made holes and therefore there's poison inside of it. Or tarim chavish al yain. Let's say he takes truma from a barrel of wine. But then it says magula, and it turns out it was really uncovered shal aslash taisa, which because of danger, the snake might have had a drink from it, that it's forbidden to drink from it. So the halacha is truma. Again, we don't know when it happens, so it's truma. But yazvichim shneim, you have to go take the truma a second time. Now, however, vein achas mishteim adamas befnei atzma. Now, neither one of these trumas are going to on their own, if it mixes into other chulin, make it a problem with dimu of truma mixed in chulin. Because again, you don't know either one definitively that it is truma. And when someone eats only one of these two trumas, he's not going to be liable for the biblical penalty of a fifth for having eaten truma. Halacha of gimel ketzer has so. Nafla achas men al chulin. Let's say one of these trumas fall onto chulin. So in the madabas, it's not going to make a dimuah. Nafla shnei l'makom achal. Let's say the second one falls somewhere else. In the madamata, it's not going to make that dimuah either. Now nafla shtein l'makom achal. Let's say both them, the original one, which you're not sure if that it soured at that time, so you got to take another one. Let's say both of them fall to the same place. The medama is begitana shebishtein. So it's obviously there's a mixture of truma somewhere here, but we don't know which one. The smaller of the two trumas that he took is going to be the amount of how much we're going to say is a forbidden mixture over here. V'chein machal zashtein. Let's say also a non-coin eats both of those trumas, so he definitely is eating here. But misham begitana shebishtein v'chumsha, he's going to have to pay the amount of the smaller of the two trumas that he took and a fifth of that. So what does he do by both of these piles? So he gives both trumas to one coin, but he takes from the coin the amount of value of the larger truma, because the coin cannot take it out of doubt. He only gets the smaller one, because he says, yeah, you bring a proof, which is the right truma, so therefore give me back the value of the larger truma. He obviously just can't eat it, because it has the suffix truma on it. Lach of doubt, Ram continues regarding if someone leaves over something permanent to be his established place where he's going to designate as being truma for his other produce. So abaydik is a chavis. If let's say someone inspects a barrel and he makes sure that it really is what it is, v'nicha, and he leaves it la'frisha truma l'cheirim, to leave it to be the designated place where he's going to make that the truma on other produce, achat yasuk kul truma, until that whole barrel is going to be all truma. And when it fills up and it's all okay, he measures a certain amount every time, okay, that should be in that barrel, okay, another in the end, and it fills up, it's quota and it's all truma, but then l'cheirim is going to leave it the kind. Now, the problem is, at a late point in time, he goes for an inspection, and he finds out that it's actually sour, it's already vinegar. So, and now you can't use it anymore for the wine, because it would be minarali yafa. So, from the original time that he checked, originally, and that he made sure that it was wine, until 3 days after that, you could presume for sure that it was still wine. So any wine that he had calculated in those 3 days, that he had separated truma from somewhere else to be in this barrel, that's considered fixed, because we could presume that it was still wine at that point. But after 3 days, already suffix, it's already a situation of doubt. Maybe it had soured already at that point. Comes that you took truma from chemitz al yain by mistake, which even then, it's not even truma at all, because that was betoys. So, you would have to separate truma a second time. Lachav hei, b'shleisha prakim, 3 times a year, tzarch livdik as a yain, you have to check the wine, shenichu, that you left, lifer shalav, that you're going to always separate from it. Shemechmetz, at those 3 times in the year, we have to suspect that maybe it's soured. Be'elehim, what are these 3 times? Ba'kodim shal moitzeo achag, when the Easter wind blows after the end of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. U'beitzos hasmadar, when it's the end of the blossoming and the grapes are already starting to see in the clusters that at that point. And the b'shas k'nesis ma'im labaisa, when the moisture starts going into the grape bud, those 3 times you have to check to see, those 3 periods in the year, to see if it's soured. Now, the yain megita, wine from the vat, mafrishin l'becheskes shu yain ad abram yom, if it just came straight out of the vat, you could separate with a presumption that it's wine for at least a period of 40 days. Alach avav, hamanich peiris, if someone left over produce, leis mafrish aleim, to separate that it should be used ashayasu truma until all that produce is going to be truma. Now, ava pisha imafrishan leketchilelam and mukav, although initially one should not separate truma unless it's near the produce that he's separating from, im hefresh, if he did, so it's somewhere else, harim mecheskes kayamin, so we presume that that produce is intact, and therefore it is a valid truma. Now, let's say mitzam shavdu, let's say he comes back home, and this is always, he was calculating how much he has to be truma on all his produce elsewhere in a different town, and he comes home, he finds that they're lost, they're not around anymore, so he has to be concerned for anything that he used to make that truma on his other produce that it wasn't there. Maybe he had only separated for what he was trying to fix after this was already lost, which obviously would not have been a valid truma. And therefore he has to go ahead and take a second truma out of that.